Hi, my name is Karen, and welcome to my video and podcast, Success Anchoring, How to Remove the Emotional Charge of Past Struggle and Fears of Failure, How to Activate Peak Emotional State to Achieve the Success and Freedom and Empowerment that You Desire. The next video in my Success Rituals series and the first video in my Success Anchoring series, where I take you through a quantumly empowering process designed by Tony Robbins, where we remove the emotional charge from your past traumas and dramas, beliefs and perceptions that you quote-unquote failed, and we're going to de-energize your fears of failure, and then we're going to generate a peak state of success and anchor that peak state physiologically, and then we're going to fire off that anchor to success, to ground the vibration of success into your mind and body to achieve the success you desire. And we're going to show you how to instantly activate that peak state anytime you need it, especially to get over the issues in life that are hindering your success, and instead be empowered by those issues in your life. So, prepare for quantum empowerment. Bum, 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 bum. And enjoy this video and podcast. All right, here we go. My name is Zakira, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset. And I teach people how to be empowered to create your dreams and desires in a physical reality. Go visit me at zakira.com for lots of supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success at top10secrets.info. All right, here we go. Success anchoring. Number one, how to de-energize fear of failure. Past failures and energize and anchor patterns of success to manifest your dreams and desires into your life and be happy, healthy, and wealthy. Extremely empowering, easy to follow exercises and processes to free yourself from your past and building an immensely prosperous future. All right, so this is about success and failure. So what are your rules of success? What must happen for you to feel successful? Is it $1 million? Is it the achievement of your dreams or some dream, some sort of monetary success in your business? Maybe it's financial freedom. So what must happen for you to feel like a failure? If you don't achieve your dreams of success, you don't become rich in your business, what's going to happen? How's that going to feel? Are your rules for success and your rules of failure disempowering you? Have you made it relatively impossible to succeed because of your set of rules? Have you set the bar too high and too far away that it seems unlikely and unreasonable to achieve the goal because you're thinking about the lack of your goal? Are your rules of failure too easy, and so it is easy to feel like a failure? Are your rules of success that you must gain approval from others before you feel successful? Or is your rule of failure that if someone you love disapproves of your behavior, then you feel like a failure? Have you chosen an unreasonable time frame of success that basically ensures your failure? Again, are your rules of success and failure empowering you or disempowering you? The absolute key of success, as Tony Robbins recommends, is that if you want to succeed in life and be happy and wealthy, you should make rules that are easy to achieve so that success is easily achieved. And this, of course, makes sense because the law of attraction is based on momentum. Little successes build momentum to create big successes. Instead of choosing impossible, unreachable rules of success like I'll be a success when I have a $1 million yacht, a $1 million house, I'm a billionaire. Instead, set up rules that make it easy for you to succeed and feel successful. And rules that make it impossible for you to fail, so that you are always 100% in control of your life. Now, that doesn't mean you still can't have big dreams. You know, whatever that is. A big success, being a billionaire. But to become a billionaire, you must build up $1 million, you know, a million successes to get there. To succeed at whatever you want, you gotta create little successes to reach the big success. And you do that by making it easy to succeed and impossible to fail. So with that in mind, how about creating new rules of success that say, I'm successful when I'm happy. Or I'm successful when I'm giving my all and I'm being consistent and persistent. Or I'm successful when I'm pursuing my dreams and goals in any manner. Or I'm successful when I'm alive and above ground. Or I'm successful when I'm taking any action towards the achievement of my dreams. And set up new rules of failure. Like, I can only fail if I quit and give up. So that's easy. Never quit, never give up, and you're never going to fail. Now, the next step for your success process, your success journey, we need to get leverage on ourselves so our success and growth are assured and we're inspired to take action and not limited by our fears. First, decide that you are going to live your life free from fear. You've had enough. That's it. No more. Thank you very much. I'm going to leave my fears of success and my fears of failure behind. People are afraid of success and failure only because they equate pain with success or pain with failure, such as the pain they may feel from needing to possibly leave their loved ones behind that are not on the same journey as them, or the fear of ridicule they may receive if they fail or lose money or again go in directions that their friends and family are not heading. Now, if you fear ridicule from your friends, that is self-sabotage leverage. That's failure leverage. That's negative leverage that we have been taught to believe. Leverage that's affecting us in a negative way. It's not helping us. It's making us fail, not succeed. So now we need to create positively supporting leverage to help us succeed by pointing us towards the achievement of pleasure rather than the avoidance of pain. So step one, we're going to use the Dickens technique from Charles Dickens, from the classic Ebenezer Scrooge story of when the ghost showed him the consequences of his current actions if he keeps doing them and what these actions are going to create in his life. So step one, get leverage on yourself. If you don't change your current life, your current beliefs, your current actions, etc., what will be the consequences? How will your life look 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now? If you don't change your patterns that are sabotaging your success, what will be the consequences? If you don't achieve your dreams and succeed in your business or whatever your dreams and desires are, what will be the painful consequences? What will your life look like in 10 years if you don't achieve your dreams? How will it feel? What will be your level of happiness? Or really, what will be the level of your sadness and lack of fulfillment? So we're getting leverage ourselves with the proverbial stick and linking massive pain to failure here. So make it big. Make it very emotional. Feel what it feels like if you reach retirement age and you're broke and lonely and your life sucks because you have not fulfilled your dreams and been able to do what you wanted to do in your life. And you feel like a dismal failure and you're depressed and you have no money and no time to travel and do what you want. And you haven't done what you wanted to do in your life. So feel how sucky that feels. Feel how depressing that feels. Feel how disappointed you would be. and you're on your deathbed feeling massive regret because you did not fulfill your dreams. Feel what that feels like. Let it get in there. All right. So that's enough of that. Now it's pleasure time. If and when you do achieve your dreams of success and freedom, what will be the benefit? How will your life look like? What will you do? Where will you travel to? What will you buy? Where will you live? What will you live in? What will you drive? What will you sail in? How amazing will it feel to have achieved your dreams? So now we're building some positive leverage. So how amazing will it feel to be able to do what you want whenever you want? How amazing will you feel to have accomplished your dreams? The confidence you feel, the posture you feel, the power, the ease, the clarity, the excitement you feel, the contentment, the fulfillment you feel, the generosity, the creativity, etc., that you will feel. So feel that now. Revel in those amazing, content, exciting feelings. So this is leading us to step three of anchoring a high vibrational state. We're raising your vibrational state by thinking about what you want. So focus on the times in the past that you won, when you felt at your best, when you succeeded at something, when you felt like you were on the top of the world, feeling great, feeling empowered, feeling inspired, feeling incredible. Now we're going to use the erasure technique to de-energize all those past experiences that you are carrying, where you feel like you failed and you struggled and you feel like you made a bad choice, mistakes, and you feel like you sabotaged your success or sabotaged your happiness or your relationships, etc. So think about a certain instance you had a big negative charge about. See the experience like a cartoon and run it backwards. Super fast speed. And play funny music. Hear funny music like, you know, what's on the Bugs Bunny show, or kind of circusy music. Give it the feeling of a cartoon, a clown comedy. See it in rainbow and slapstick and funny, and see people growing Mickey Mouse ears, and everybody's a cartoon, and then see these people shrink down as little ants, and they're just minuscule and meaningless. Now run that same memory forward, that same experience forward, really, really fast. Make it comical. Make it like a cartoon. Mickey Mouse ears, everybody's funny. Just keep running it forward and back at lightning speed. See everyone like a cartoon, you know. Think of anything, everything crazy and light and fun. And so what we're doing here is we're interrupting your pattern of how you have felt about that issue and the people in your past. We're taking the charge off of your alleged failures and your struggles and disappointments, etc. And you can just see that memory fading away and the wind blowing it away, and it fades away and kind of drifts off to the sun and just gets burned away. So we're erasing the bad, and now we're going to emphasize the good and what you want. We're making what you thought was so drastic and traumatic and important to become like a joke, like a cartoon, de-energizing what you don't like. And now we're going to energize what you do like and do want. So focus again on the times you were successful and imagine being and doing what you do want now. You're on top of the world. You're a success. You're a champion. You're in tip-top shape. You're rich. You're happy. And stand up and feel your success. Put yourself in a position of physiology, of posture, confidence. Feel like a king. Feel like a queen. Now, while you're feeling incredible, we're going to anchor that feeling with sound and physiology. So clench your fist and shake it in the air in front of you and say, yes, yes. Feel like a legend. Feel it. Yes. Feel like a king. Yes. Feel like a queen. Yes. You're on top of the world. You're a legend. You're awesome. You're a champion. You can do anything. Now you're conditioning yourself for success. Anchoring success in your physiology. Yes. I'm a legend. I'm a champion. So this is step four. And anytime you feel great, do that. Clench your fist and say, yes! And stack anchors of good feelings, of success, on top of each other. Every time you have something amazing that goes on, go, yes! Then if you experience something that, you know, in the past would have knocked you down, kicked you in the gut, like rejection, you say, yes! And anchor, success, fire off, success. Then regardless of what is going on, you're feeling great. Yes! Drama's all around you. The world's going to hell. Fire your success and power and your confidence. Anchor it. Yes! You're feeling good regardless of whatever shit's going on around you, whatever shit's going on planet Earth. You're feeling great. Yeah, I'm a fucking legend. So you can use this technique to de-emphasize anything from the past that you didn't like. And now emphasize what you do like to create that in your life. Yes! Now you can appreciate what you don't like and don't want and what you didn't like from the past. Because it has given you great clarity about what you do want. And now you can create some serious leverage on yourself. To create that in your life and anchor what you want in your mind and physiology. To manifest all of your hopes, dreams, and desires into your life. And succeed on a daily basis. Nothing kicks you in the gut because you can fire off your anchor of success at any moment. Yes! I'm a legend. I'm a champion. I can do it. I can make my dreams come true. My wish is my command. So, thanks for watching video number one on how to anchor and energize success into your life and how to de-energize what you believe to have been failures. And remember, the quote from Napoleon Hill, author of The Amazing, probably the most amazing success book ever made. Every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent success. So if you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, read it again. I'll read that again. Every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent success. So fail more often and fail quicker, and you will achieve the success you desire quicker. And please join me on video number two, which is how to de-energize the emotional pain of rejection, bum, 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 our biggie, everybody's biggie, and actually be empowered by rejection, because again, we're going to fire off our success physiology. Yes! Because every time we get a rejection, it's not going to kick us in the gut. It's going to empower us. Yes! So, stay tuned for video number two about rejection to further anchor the power of success, your empowerment to create whatever you want in your life and succeed and be empowered every single day. And of course, always be happy. So thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more amazing articles, books, audios, videos, podcasts, and support and guidance to help you become a conscious creator of reality. To create whatever you want in your life, go get yourself a free copy of my Top 10 Secrets at top10secrets.info to help you master the secrets of success and easily create and attract whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your business and your life and your relationships to unlimited heights of success to achieve the freedom and joy and abundance you desire. So thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Yeah!